Hey Adam, it's good to be here with you. What is this podcast about?
Hey Slava, great to be here as well. This podcast is about sharing our experiences and best practices for effective engineering management.
And who is this podcast for?
This podcast is for any software engineering manager who is responsible for building and maintaining effective engineering teams. And the practices we share apply to all levels, from frontline engineering managers all the way up to directors and VPs. Slava, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I started my career by writing code for cash in 1986, and I started my first company and built my first team around 1992. At this point, I have about 20 years of experience as a software engineer, and more than 15 years building and managing engineering teams.
Well, that's outstanding. And so why did you want to start the Effective Engineering Manager podcast?
I wanted to share what I've learned as an engineering manager, because for the last 10 plus years, I was doing the same things as a manager, and what I did produced results like clockwork. And I figured that what I was doing was working. And that's why I wanted to share my approaches with the community. When it came to my engineering teams, there are really two main categories. Either joined engineering teams that needed help, or I had to build new engineering teams from scratch and get them to deliver results fast. And I always did two things. First, I made the engineering teams effective. And second, I kept raising their ability to deliver results. And while getting the team effective is one-time effort, it can last for months. And rising the team's ability to deliver results is a continuous effort on manager's side, and it never stops. Both of these require application of effective engineering management skills, and this includes people management, project management, establishing and maintaining effective processes and tools, and managing up and across. And I'm looking forward to covering all these in detail in the upcoming podcasts. I must admit, I'm a bit selfish in starting this podcast, because next time I take on a team, I would like to give my direct reports ready to digest, all in one resource that makes them effective in a month, instead of me having to train them on practices of effective management for months and months to come. Or if you and I are really successful, I would expect that we would not have to do it at all, because we helped our listeners, the fellow engineering managers, to build effective engineering teams everywhere. What about you, Adam? Tell me about yourself.
Well, I have been a software engineer professionally for the last 15 years, with the last 10 as a manager. I've built, grown, and managed all types of software engineering teams, local, remote teams, multiple remote teams, and hybrid combinations. And during that time, I've had opportunities to observe and absorb a lot of effective and sometimes not so effective practices. I also consider myself a sponge, especially for things like management, best-in-class practices, especially in building engineering teams. And when I had opportunities to build my own teams, I took and continue to take a lot of pride in trying to do it the right way and maximize the most out of my team and create a good working collaborative team as well. And I was fortunate enough to get opportunities very early on in my career, start managing small teams, and then those teams got larger and had dedicated projects and dedicated platforms, and everything eventually grew into being in a director level role where I'm grooming other managers as well. And in my current role, I've had the opportunity to build up teams in a completely new environment, sometimes very dynamic environments, and start to, define and crystallize on some of these best practices that I've been doing as of you, and thinking about, how could we make this something that we could share with others?
And why is doing this podcast important to you?
I enjoy learning, sharing, and discussing how engineering managers can really be most effective in their role. And also for some of the same reasons as you, seeing the same things done and doing them multiple times, realizing it would be great if there were true resources for that. You know, we rely so heavily on the trade itself to determine how good someone is when, or even as a manager. And we put people in those positions to be managers often without assessing their skills on how they are as a manager, right? So if we can educate more and provide resources and tooling the way we do with engineering for managers, you know, software tooling and whatnot, then, you know, if we can provide those same types of tools for managers, you know, I think they'll be even more effective, more successful. And as a result, we can foster better output and have happier, more productive teams. I've seen so many teams work so hard, you know, especially in engineering. In software, there's a culture around, you know, just killing it, working extremely hard, pulling the all-nighter. They burn the midnight oil and work 24/7 during periods. And in the end, you know, if you take the 10,000-foot view, you see teams which are doing stuff, but are they really being effective? And are they being effectively managed? They're doing a lot of stuff. They're dealing with fires. They're getting recognition. But where is the effective management in that? And where are some of the ways they can be even more efficient and more productive overall? And, you know, when you don't have that, there's a long-term cost, which is burnout, lack of motivation, poor planning, estimation, and just often lack of team cohesion. And I personally and firmly believe that the dynamics of software engineering teams is really built on the skills that complement the core technical skills. I mean, you can have the best engineers in the world, but if you don't have a good core, good built collaboration amongst the members of your team and your leadership, you know, then you're really just working on tasks. And then there's really nothing that kind of pulls it all together. And I was actually surprised how easy some of the things are, and sometimes how grateful your direct reports will be when they see it. You know, sometimes seeing a little bit of structure or seeing that you as a manager take pride in your work, take pride in the team, and are doing things to help the team. The littlest things, like investing in individuals, holding one-on-ones, spending time with team members, rolling up your sleeves and just working with the team, you know, are great tools and best practices. And I think people are yearning for that. And of course, you know, I enjoy joining forces with you because you're one of the first managers I've encountered who not only had a similar mindset, but also a passion as well for these tools and best practices and just learning and understanding how we can be better. And so we're going to provide ways to convey these types of things and practices in a language that we can help other engineering managers become more effective as well. So, Slava, now getting into it a bit more, why is being an effective engineering manager important?
I believe being an effective manager is important because an effective engineering manager is a force multiplier. An effective engineering manager enables the team to do the right things and to deliver results. And as a result, the effective teams deliver software that customers love to use on time and with quality.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great point. I believe it's really interesting because if we say engineering manager, what makes it any different from any other type of manager? And when you're in engineering, in particular software engineering, you know, often a team is rewarded for and focused solely on the discipline of writing code, building software, and delivery. And if they write good code, they're rewarded. And if you build software that gets delivered into the hands of your consumers, you're considered a successful and effective team. But is that really true? And, you know, in the end, the manager in those situations is often considered effective because they were able to lead tasks. But that sometimes is really masking, you know, the effectiveness of the team and how they can actually apply some of these practices. So I think we'll dive into this a bit more and figure out how being an engineering manager is distinct and how being more effective as an engineering manager can really make a big difference.
Thank you, Adam. And I can tell that we're both very excited to share some great tools and techniques for the engineering managers out there. And this is going to be a great journey, and we look forward to interacting with all our listeners.
Yeah, thank you, Slava. I couldn't agree with you more. Looking forward to it and going down the journey with our listeners.